السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huzur says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding his status and also the perfection of his light, referring to this one, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says in one place that intellect and all the moral qualities in regard of this holy great prophet of Allah Almighty, they were so perfect and so sublime that even before the start of the revelation, they were ready to be ignited. That intellectually when we speak, and also from his point of view of his morals, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed that status where which knows no bound, no limits, and every moral, every good aspect of his life was full of light, and the light was quite visible in that. And according to what the Holy Quran says, Nurun ala Nur, that Nur was descended upon Nur, light came upon light. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that means that when the blessed person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the Prophet, when all these Nurs were, lights were combined in him, then there was another light which descended upon him, that is the revelation of Allah Almighty. It came upon him, and when it came down upon him, then that person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the embodiment of all the lights, sum total of all the lights. And then he says that in the Holy Quran, the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been mentioned as Nur, the light, and Siraj-e-Munir, the radiant sun. And in one place explaining this word of Siraj-e-Munir, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that your name, when it was, he was named as lamp, the wisdom behind that was that from one lamp you can lit up the hundreds and thousands of lamps, and the original light does not diminishes. And the meaning of that is that the following the example, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then hundreds and thousands of people, hundred thousands of people, they will be able to attain this high position, and his blessing is not confined to only some people, but it is a general blessing which is given to all. So this is this tradition of Allah Almighty. When the height is at its highest, darkness is at its highest point, then Allah Almighty sends someone from Him with knowledge and with a perfect understanding. And then also Allah Almighty puts a great impact and attraction in His sayings and in His writings, and His prayers are accepted. But these things are only granted to those people who are worthy of this selection. You see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was Siraj-e-Munir, very radiant and bright sun, but Abu Jahl did not accept him. Today I am going to mention about this light of Allah, which is light upon light, and upon his about his status and about his physical appearance. I am going to mention some of the traditions which indicate and explain to us his physical beauty and light, and also his status. And in order to give a share of that light to his followers, the prayers which he has taught, I am going to mention some of these. I thought that after that I would like to mention some examples of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, but according to the time, these will not be able to be mentioned today. Inshallah, in future I will mention that. The perfect man whose name is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the chosen one, regarding whom Allah Almighty says that, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have created the heaven and earth for your sake. Regarding his being the light, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in Mirkatul Mafati, it is mentioned that he said that the very first thing which Allah Almighty created, that was my light. That is to say that Allah Almighty had decided in the very beginning that this perfect man, the light which is going to be given to him, that is such a light which was not in the people before him. It was never given to anybody else, and it will not be given to anyone after him. That was only given to this perfect man, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he describes a dream, vision of his mother, that my mother said that I saw in a dream that a light, a great light, brilliant light has come out from me, which has illuminated the palaces of Syria. So it means that up to a very long distance, and also to the palaces and very big governments, powerful governments, the glad tidings of the spread of his light was given to his mother. That mother, who saw the delivery of the son, his son, when she was a widow, and she herself was not along with this newborn baby, the whole of it was not to be seen by the mother. So Allah Almighty gave him a satisfaction that this child, who does not have the blessing of the company of his father, is not going to be deprived at all. Rather his light is it has this his light has to become the means of the light of the whole universe. And now we see how gloriously this dream of his mother is being fulfilled. Regarding the features of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one narration it is mentioned, Hasan bin Ali relates that I heard from my uncle. I asked him about the features of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was very expert in telling the features of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I wanted that in front of me he should also be describing the same, so that I should very strongly stick to that one. And he described that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was full of awe and very beautiful face, very countenance was beautiful, very radiant face, just like the moon of the 14th night. And then regarding his beauty, and Hazrat Jabir bin Samra relates, he says that I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a moonlit night. He was wearing clothes of red color. Sometime I used to see towards his face and sometime towards the moon, and he was surely much more beautiful and charming than the sun. Then another tradition says, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was of a white complexion, white color, as if he was made of silver. Similarly, another tradition describes about his beauty and his charm, and his face is described in this way. Hazrat Ibn Abbas narrates this. He says that the front teeth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were very beautiful, and there was a little bit of gap in between that. So there used to be a light coming out of his teeth in the front, and not only himself, but his light was to be seen by all right-minded people, pious people. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam says that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, then it was said that people said that he has come, he has arrived. And I also came along with other people to see. And when I looked carefully, looked towards the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I immediately recognized this cannot be the face of a liar. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also mentioned, that the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was named as a lamp, and from one lamp thousands of lamps can be ignited, and the whole world saw that he actually illuminated and ignited thousands upon thousands of lamps, and this light continues to spread in the world today. Allah Almighty, these people who saw the light, got the light, and those who offer the prayer and those who perform the good deeds, they have given glad tidings by Allah Almighty. They would inherit the paradise. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that I will recognize these people who will get this light of mine. The detail of that is mentioned in one narration, which says that Abdul Rahman bin Jubair says that I listened from Abu Zar and Abu Darda, that I heard from them that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, out of all the ummah, I will be able to recognize my ummah very clearly. The companion said that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how would you be able to recognize them? He said that I would recognize them because their book would be given to them in their right hand, and because of excessive degree of prostration, I would recognize from their faces, and I would recognize them from the light which will be just going in front of them. Allah Almighty has mentioned that light will be there in front of the believers. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says regarding those people who perform the prostration, are those believers who would be radiating light from their faces. Tarahum rukkan sujjadain yabtaghuna fazlan min Allahi wa rizwana. See mahum fi wujuhihim min asar sujud. Said that you will be able to see them in prostrating and in performing the ruku and making the prostration, and they would get the blessing and the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and because of their prostration there would be a mark on their faces. This light on the face, that would be because of the excessive prostrations, and in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, in becoming remaining ready for that, to receive that, and as a result of striving for that, the light will be moving in front of them, those people who will be performing good deeds and offering the worship as in the best possible manner. So Allah Almighty has included among His member of His Ummah those people who are always seeking the blessing of Allah Almighty, and always they are very advanced in their worship. So every Ahmadi should always keep the subject very clear in their mind. So when you raise the status, enhance the status of your worship, then you get the light from Allah Almighty. Hazrat Burayda says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that those people who come to the mosque in darkness, they are given the glad tiding of a perfect light on the Day of Judgment. So that is to say that the prayers of the Fajr and the Isha, when these people come to the mosque, these people, they come with great difficulty. And in one place he has given a very strong admonition for those who do not come for Fajr and Isha prayer. So these are the people who are actually going to get the light of Allah Almighty by following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also by seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And then the forgiveness and the subject of intercession is there, which is very significant in relation to the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In narration it is mentioned in this way. Hadrat Uqba bin Amir Johani relates that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that when Allah Almighty will combine the people of the first time and the later time, then the mu'min will say that Allah Almighty has decided between us. And who is there who is going to intercede on our behalf to Allah Almighty? The earlier people and the people of the latter days, they will be all put together. And they will be asking who is going to intercede on their behalf to Allah Almighty. And then they would say that let's go to Adam, because Allah Almighty created him with his hand and also spoke to him. So they would ask Hazrat Adam that you go to Allah Almighty and intercede on our behalf. Hazrat Adam would tell them that you go to Nuh, the Noah. And then he would send them to Hazrat Ibrahim, the Abraham. And when they would come to Hazrat Ibrahim, then he would send them to Hazrat Musa, Moses. And then he would guide them to Hazrat Isa, Jesus. And when they would come to Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, then he would tell them that I guide you to your prophet who is unable to read and write, Nabiul Ummi. And then he says that these people will come to me, and then Allah Almighty will allow me to stand up. And then there would be such a fragrance coming out of the place where I have been sitting, which nobody has ever experienced before. And then I will go to the presence of Allah Almighty. And then I will go to the in front of Allah Almighty, and He would permit me to intercede. And from my hair on my head and up to the toe of my feet, He would fill me with the light. And then the people would say that the Muslims have found those who is going to intercede on their behalf. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that then the Satan would be asked that you get up, and there would be such stinking smell from there which nobody has ever experienced before, and then he would be thrown into the hell. And then the Satan will say that when this decision will be made, that certainly Allah Almighty made a very true promise to you, and whenever I used to make a promise, I used to break that. And today again I am going to disregard my promise. So this is the status of our master and guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khatmul Anbiya, that his light is much more radiant than the light of any other prophet. And the permission for intercession will only be granted to him. So thousands upon thousands durood be upon this beloved Prophet of Allah. By establishing a link with him, one can reform one's worldly life and the life to come. In one tradition, it is mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you get into morning, then everybody should say that we entered into the morning, and the whole kingdom of Allah Almighty also woke up, the one who nourishes the whole world. And all we and all the people, they entered into the morning. And oh my Allah, I seek the blessing of this day, and I seek your help and assistance and your succor, and I pray for your guidance and the light from you. And anything bad which is in it, or which might be coming during the day, I seek your protection. And when the evening is there, then he should repeat the same wording again and again. So in order to get the light and to have the blessing of Allah Almighty, in order to reform this life and the life to come, there is a need for prayer. And the best way of that, as mentioned in the previous tradition, is the worship at night time and the piety of the day, during the day, and the obligatory prayers of the day. In one narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to get the light of Allah, he has mentioned, and also to get benefit from the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned, he has asked that to establish the unity of Allah Almighty is a must. Without that, the light cannot be obtained. He advised the believers. Hadrat Sahal bin Saad relates from his father that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who recites the first and the last verses of Surah Kahf, then these verses are going to become light for him from top to bottom. And who recited the whole chapter, then for him there will be a light in between the heaven and the earth throughout. And in one hadith it is mentioned that in order to be protected from the trial of Antichrist, the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf and the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf are to be recited, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ has advised us to do so. And the trial of Antichrist, Dajjal, is actually the trial of the denial of the existence of God. And this trial is gaining ground these days. And because of that, towards the recitation of these verses, we have to pay special attention. The Antichrist, because of its trial and the deceit, these various things which it has spread all around, we have to take care of being protected from it. And the declaration of the unity of Allah Almighty and to establish the oneness of Allah Almighty, we have to pay attention to the establishment of Salat. And we have to ponder over these verses. When we establish the true concept of the unity in our hearts, then we will be able to partake from this light, which is the light of Allah. And the best person and the best embodiment of that was the perfect man was the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was declared to be the perfect man. So not simply by recitation of these verses or simply by the recitation of those verses, you cannot have a share of that light. But you have to follow that pattern, the example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he presented before us in order to establish the unity of Allah. And then he also, in order to be protected from the trials and difficulties, in order to make the society beautiful and also to illumine your progenies from this light, he has also taught us a prayer. According to one tradition, it is mentioned, Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood relates that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to teach us these wording, and this teaching us this wording was not like the teaching of the tashahud, and the wording was, O my Allah, you give us the goodness in our heart, give goodness in our heart, and also enable us to bring about peace between us, and show us the paths of guidance and path, and deliver us from darkness and bring us to light, and also protect us from bad things and things of trial, whether they are internal or external. And O our Allah, in our ears, in our eyes, and in our hearts, bless us. And from our wives and also from children, bless us. And also turn upon us with mercy. Certainly you are the one who accept the repentance, and you oft returning with mercy. And enable us to become grateful to your bounties, and the one who mention about that, and the one who accepts that, and that ni'mat, that blessing should be perfected upon us. And the greatest blessing for a believer is the steadfastness upon the on one's faith, and to perform the good deeds, and to worship Allah Almighty, and to discharge the responsibility towards Allah. And every true believer should always endeavor for that. And then he taught another prayer. He said, Taus relates that he listened from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to stand up for tahajjud prayer, he used to pray like that, O my Allah, you are only worthy of worship, and whatever is in the heaven and the earth, you are the sustainer of that, and you are the only one worthy of prayer. And you have the kingdom of all that which is between heaven and earth. You deserve all the prayer. And everything in the heaven and the earth, you are the light of that. And you are worthy of all the praise. And you are the owner and the proprietor of the heaven and the earth. And you are worthy of praise. You are true. And your promise is true. And your meeting with you is true. And your statement is true. And the paradise is true. And the hell is true, and the prophets are true, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, and the coming of day of judgment is true. And O my Allah, I turn to you, and I believe in you, and I depend upon you, and I turn to you, and with your succor, I will fight with the enemies, and I am seeking the judgment from you. So you please forgive me all my sins which I have already committed, or which I might be committing in future, or those which I have done in secret, and those which I have done openly. You are the first and you are the last, and there is none else worthy of worship. So the purity of self, and in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, there is a need of a constant struggle against Satan. And the Satan of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he became Muslim. He submitted. And when he is praying so vehemently, so strongly, so profusely, then how much an ordinary believer has to pray? And this prayer and this struggle against Satan, and this ability to pray or offer these prayers, that is also granted by Allah Almighty, and the ability to fight against Satan is granted by Allah Almighty. Without Allah's help, it is not possible. And in order to get the help from Allah Almighty, that is only possible when a person really submits to Allah Almighty, when you really discharge, do it as it is required, and you seek the light of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty enable each and every moment to do this. And then in narration, a prayer has been mentioned in the following wording. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood mentions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if somebody encounters any difficulty or any grief, then one should say that, O my Allah, I am your servant and I am the son of your slave and your maid, and I am a son of a slave. And my forelocks are in your hand, and you have got every power, and your command is going to be imposed upon me, and your decree regarding me is based on justice. What, of course, you are not going to do any injustice to me. If any penalty or punishment of my sins is going to be given, that is because of my doing, and if any reward is going to be given, that is because of following your instructions and because of your blessing. Allah Almighty never does any injustice. He has mentioned it so in so many words. So the mercy of Allah Almighty is all-encompassing. But Allah Almighty does not do any injustice to anyone. That regarding me, your decree is based on justice. And I invoke and remember you with all their names, which attributive names which you have mentioned, which you have remembered yourself or you have taught anybody. These things are whatever you have revealed in your book. With reference to that, I seek, or the one who has been given more of the knowledge of the unseen. In the name of that, I beg from you. Those people who have been given the access to your the knowledge of the unseen, that you make the Holy Quran really the pleasure of my heart, and this light should be the light of my heart, and this should become the means of taking away all the sorrow from me. And when he prays like that, Allah Almighty removes all the worries and sorrow from him, and instead the heart will be filled with happiness and joy. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood says that it was submitted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Prophet of Allah, should we not remember that? He said, yes, of course. Whosoever listens to it, he should try to remember that. As in one khutbah earlier on, I have mentioned already that Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran are those lights through them we can protect ourselves from the attacks of Satan. So therefore, in this prayer, when we make the Holy Quran as the shield against Satan, then it means that Allah Almighty enable us to read it and to follow what is written in the Holy Quran. And when we ponder over this prayer, by pondering over this prayer and we read the Holy Quran and try to act upon that one, then definitely, obviously, when we do it, then we will also be paying attention to the responsibility towards Allah and the responsibility towards fellow beings and we will be paying attention to both these requirements, and we will be doing our effort. And also the standards of worship will be enhanced, and Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, the subject of this one, will also be showing its manifestation, and it will become the means of satisfaction of heart, and it will also deliver us from hardships and difficulties. And then in another narration it is mentioned, Hazrat Ibn Abbas relates that at nine time, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished his prayer, I heard him say, O my Allah, I seek this very special mercy of Allah Almighty, through which you may guide my heart and also take care of my jobs, and all my jobs could be done properly, and those who are away from me, they come to me. And those, and through your mercy, you purify my actions. And you reveal to me my guidance. And whatever is good, that should be granted to me. And give me such blessing which could protect me from all types of vices. And give me such a permanent faith after which there is no disbelief. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at his lofty position. He says that, O Allah, give me such permanent belief and understanding and faith that after that there is no disbelief. How much we should be praying this much, this prayer, that give us such mercy and give me such a blessing that in this life and the life to come I can get the blessing of both the worlds, and I seek success in every matter, and I want to have the lives of the martyrs, and I want to have the victory over my enemies. Oh my Allah, I have brought my requirements to you. If my thinking is bad, if my effort is very weak, still I deserve your mercy. So, O my Allah, the one who decides all the matters for me, and O my Allah, who gives sort of satisfaction to the hearts, I beseech you, I beg you, that as you save the drowning people in the sea, similarly you save me from the fire of the hell, and also protect me from the punishment in the grave. And O my Allah, in whatever respect my thinking is defective or weak, or and anything about which I have not prayed to you, yes, that good and that goodness about which I have not even thought of making any intention, I have not extended my hand, I have not even thought of that, but you, out of your creation, but you have given the promise with anyone of your creation, of your people, or you are going to give that blessing to anyone of your creation for such good thing, I also have the desire, please give it to me as well. And O my Allah, the Lord of the universe, I beseech you in the name of your good name that you bless me. And the one who has who is of a strong link, and who is the having all the goodness, and I want to be with you in the hereafter, and along with those people who are your chosen friends, and those people who are prostrate, those people who fulfill their promises, along with them I want to. Certainly, you are most merciful and most kind, and forgive and full of forgiveness. Just see, Huzur says that I, along with those people who are worshipping you, O my Allah, and those who fulfill their covenants, I am present in your in front of Allah Almighty. So this fulfilling the covenant and promises is very essential. Certainly you are most merciful and most loving, and certainly whatever you decide, that is going to happen. And make us such people that those who are neither they are misled nor they are going to mislead other people. And we should be the a message of peace for other people. If the Muslims today, they pray like this, and if honestly they pray like this, then they would be unable to accept the Imam of this age. And the prayer says that we should be a message of peace for your lovers, and we should be a symbol of fight against your enemies, and we should be loving all those who love you, and those who are against you, we should also be having hate against these people. And it is our very humble submission. It all depends upon you to forgive, to accept that. Over Allah, this prayer is all that we can do, and we depend entirely upon your person. O my Allah, for me, grant me my light in my heart, and fill my grave with the light, and put it on my right side, on my left, on my front and back, and on top and underneath. Every side the light should be there. There should be light in my ears, and also in my eyes there should be light. And also there should be light in my hair. And also there should be, my skin should also become bright and full of light. And also put light into my blood, and also into my mind, and also into my bones. O my Allah, and establish the grandeur of this light of Allah, and then give me that light, and then give me that, and make me light personified. Purified is that being who is glorious with honor and glory. And glory be to Allah Almighty. And it is not appropriate to express the purity of anybody else. And purified is that being who is worthy of worship, and the one who is having all the majesty and glory. So Allah Almighty, enable us to understand this prayer, and also to make it a source of getting the blessings of Allah Almighty. And we should be getting a share of this light, from that light which was brought by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was light personified. But just see that how passionately he was praying for that. Actually, he is teaching these prayers to us, that the people of my Ummah, they should be praying like that. And they should try to become light and personified. They should discharge the rights of Allah and the rights of the human fellow beings. He was very restless to transfer all this light to his followers. Allah Almighty, enable us that we should make each and every action that should be done entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty. And we should always take the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam much higher than any other love. We should be fulfilling his good desires for the members of his Ummah. And the expectation which he has put on the his Ummah, and we should be enabled to fulfill that. And Allah Almighty also enable us to benefit from this, who is light upon light, and discharge our responsibility towards Ummah. And we should continuously become recipient of the blessing of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud Salat Waslam says that I see that the blessings of Allah Almighty in the way of light, they go towards the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then they all get into the bosom of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when they come out, then there are so many pipes and channels are there which reach to all those people who deserve that. And who are those people who deserve? Those people who are always discharging their responsibility towards Allah and to the fellow beings. So Allah Almighty, enable us that our hearts should also be getting this light which was coming from the heart of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يعلم الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.